Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be back, Matt.
You know, I noticed you blogged the other day about Microsoft's upcoming Windows 7 announcement, and I wanted to speak with you a little bit more about this new operating system. So I guess to start, how much better from a security perspective is this from Vista or XP?
Well, to start with, Windows 7 actually is out on the streets. Microsoft has been selling it through some online distribution channels like, I believe, TechNet and MSDN. So it's out there. From a security perspective, there have been some interesting changes, but I think the ones that matter the most is the user access control is less intrusive, and so it's less likely to make people turn it off. It's throughout history been a problem getting people to run with a limited user account. And that's what the Vista and Windows 7 model is you're not running as an administrator, which is a really good thing for preserving the integrity of the operating system.
Interesting. Now, what about additional security components that are offered in the operating system?
Well, Microsoft has Windows Defender, which is their anti-spyware, and that's a good thing. And beyond that, really, there's the firewall, which has been improved some. But beyond that, the really big security thing is running as a limited user. It's right. Fundamentally a type of sandboxing. You've heard me talk several times about a program I use called Sandbox IE, where I sandbox the browser and actually some other applications. And that means if something bad gets in, it doesn't affect the whole operating system. It's really easy to deal with. Right. So with Windows 7, if you're going to run as a limited user, which is recommended over being an administrator, then you've got a lot more security. If something bad gets in, it can't hijack the whole operating system, generally, unless it's got a vulnerability that allows privilege escalation, and it makes it a lot easier to clean up. A lot of rootkits are much less effective because they can't hide from the antivirus, which is running as an administrator.
So would you recommend then on a daily basis for normal use, people do not run as the administrator?
Absolutely. You know, that's been a fundamental of Unix, and the people with Unix that get in the most trouble are the ones that are always running as administrator. Now, in the Unix model, it's a little bit easier to get things done as a standard user because you can open up another session concurrently and log in as administrator to do what you want. And that really makes things like Linux a lot easier to use when it comes to running as a limited user. The GUI and pretty pictures definitely have had the edge over Linux, although newer distributions have the nice GUIs too.
So I guess even with these additional or enhanced security features of Windows 7, how important is it still for users to run additional security, full service AV, or a security suite that does offer an additional firewall, etc.?
Oh, it's very important for users to use additional security products. Defense in depth is, a fundamental building block of security. And even Unix is exploitable and can be used to write viruses and worms and distribute them. The Morris Internet worm from like 1988 or 89 proved that Unix could run worms. You can't expect technology to make you completely safe. You've got to do things like exercise judgment, be careful where you get programs from, and use defense in depth. Use antivirus software because Windows itself does not protect against most viruses. You need to have an antivirus product in there as well.
No, that's great advice. And I guess just to end on, as an ex-Microsoft guy yourself, how much more improved and how much more well-received do you think Windows 7 is going to be in comparison to Vista? It seems like most folks are still running XP anyways. So do you think they're going to be a little bit more receptive to Windows 7 just kind of skipping over the Vista altogether?
I do think so. From, you know, I haven't really been using Windows 7. I haven't been using Windows Vista either. But from the feedback I've gotten from friends that actually work at Microsoft, the improvement is astounding. They're much happier with it.
Fantastic. Well, if you're interested in learning more about this topic, Randy has blogged at ESET.com. You can also email him at askeset@eset.com and follow him on Twitter at ESET Research. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams.